If you remember, last month I declared on behalf of this congregation that the year 2017 is the year of Jubilee. Jubilee is a Hebrew word, later on turned into Latin, and into English later. In one word, Jubilee means release. Release from any type of bondage. So this year, I pray that all of us will experience freedom and release in all areas of our lives, beginning with the spiritual, emotional, and physical, and even financial. And as part of the ongoing series on this Jubilee, I brought one book to your attention this morning, a great book to introduce to you, because I believe this book will help us to achieve freedom from physical ailments or illnesses in whatever form they may be. Now, it is entitled God's Medicine Bottle, and that's where my sermon title this morning comes from. It is written by a British man, preacher, named Derek Prince. And I recommend this booklet to everyone to get a copy, study, and experience divine healing. Now, here's a little background on the author. He was a World War II veteran in the British Army. And for 3 years, he was stationed in the deserts of North Africa. He wrote about his experience as this. I quote, "In the desert, the two things we were exposed to more than anything else were sand and sun. I spent nearly one entire year in the desert without ever seeing a paved road. We traveled in sand and we slept in sand, and very often we had the impression that we were eating sand. Combined with the sun, it had a very harmful effect on certain people whose skin could not protect them adequately from that kind of exposure. I was one of them. It manifested itself primarily in the condition of my feet and my hands, where the skin broke down. I became incapacitated in many ways," end of quote. So his condition later on, eventually diagnosed as chronic eczema. How many of you heard of the expression eczema? It's a skin disease. Well, many of us, that's good. Now, doctors could not cure him. So for over a year, lying in bed with no cure in sight, he wondered what his future would be. And that's when he, in desperation, began to search the scriptures to find out what the scriptures could tell him about his physical condition. One day he came across Proverbs chapter 4, verses 22-22. That's today's text. And especially the last sentence phrase in the verse 22 got his attention. Health to all their body. And that's what he needed. That's what he wanted. So he also happened to look in the margin of his Bible and saw that the alternative translation for the word health was the word medicine. So he went back to the verses and read those words over and over again. And that day, he decided that he was going to take God's word as his medicine. Now, when he made that decision, the Lord himself spoke to him, not audibly, but nevertheless very clearly. I quote, "When the doctor," this is God saying to Derek Prince, "when the doctor gives a person medicine, the directions for taking it are on the bottle. This is my medicine I am giving you. The directions are on the bottle. You better study them." So after taking God's word as his medicine 3 times a day, after meals, as we would, he was totally healed within a few months in every area of his body, he wrote. He also recorded this experience on a tape. And many years later, someone who suffered from the same condition, eczema, for over 20 years this time, heard the tape and decided to try out and do exactly what Mr. Prince had done. I quote, "In his case, he was completely healed within 2 or 3 days. So you are about to hear the summary or the excerpts from this book. The rest of my sermon is just a summary of this book, concerning the directions that are on God's medicine bottle and how to apply them for physical healing. Please follow very carefully and closely the message, because I have limited time, about 20 minutes, to summarize the entire book of this. There are 4 directions to take God's medicine are found in verses 20 and 21. For your convenience, what I did is that I bolded them in your bulletin, today's text. There are 4 directions. As I explain them, please follow the verses in your bulletin. The first direction to take God's word as medicine is that pay close attention. Verse 20 says, "My son, attend to my words. Heed to God's words with undivided attention." Why do we need to pay undivided attention to God's word? So that, because we may be able to hear him. The key to biblical healing is hearing. And hearing comes from undivided attention. Now listen to this. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. The Jehovah God talking to the people of Israel. He said, "If you will give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight and give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have put on the Egyptians, for I, the Lord, am your healer." First sentence, if you will give earnest heed. The last one, he says, "I am your healer." The condition for divine healing is to give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God. Now, why the translators put those 2 words, earnest heed? Why not just heed? It'll do the job. Because they look at the Hebrew expression in the original text, they repeated the word heed twice. Actually, the word listen. If you listen and listen, that's the way to emphasize the importance of listening. They repeated the verb twice in Hebrew text. Now, it also can mean that listen with both ears, with the right ear and with the left ear. Not just with one ear while listening to something else with the other ear. Now, hearing is also the key to receiving faith. If you read Romans chapter 10, says this, faith comes from hearing, and the hearing by the word of Christ. Now, when it comes down to divine healing, when it comes down to our faith, most of us feel that we do not have strong faith for healing, myself included. But folks, do not worry. Faith comes. Do not despair either. Why? Because you can get faith. How? By hearing the word of God. Out of hearing the word of God, your faith will grow and develop. And let me repeat, when you attend to the word of God, it produces hearing, and your hearing develops into faith. Now, here's the reality though. Many people of God read the Bible, but never hear God. Why? Because their minds are divided. Their minds are occupied with so many other things, such as paying the rent and the mortgage and weather and political situation, you name it. So many things. Therefore, they never develop the ability to hear God. And therefore, no faith, therefore, no healing. The first direction to take God's medicine bottle is pay attention. Undivided attention. Number 2. Incline thine ear. In the same verse, you see the second sentence, incline thine ear unto my sayings. The meaning to incline your ear is to bend down your ear. You cannot bend your ear without bending your head down. Bending your head down means humility and teachability. When you read God's word, read it and hear it with a humble and learning attitude. Now, Mr. Prince, getting into his own background, a British man to begin with, his understanding of Christianity was not being happy, rather gloomy and miserable. He carried this concept of Christianity with him for years. So reading the promises of God in the Bible in, on healing, health, strength, long life, prosperity, and abundance, he kept shaking his head left and right, not inclining. Because he was thinking that this can't be too good to be true, and that's impossible. God eventually spoke to him saying, "Who's the teacher here? Who's the pupil?" Incline your ear means to give up your prejudices and preconceptions. Bend your stiff neck and humbly listen to God and check out your background. Let me tell you, some of us come from a denomination where they don't believe in miracles. And others come from a church or congregation where you're never taught or encouraged to get into the Word of God. Lay down your preconceptions and prejudices and bend your stiff neck and open your ears. And listen carefully and do not reject what God says in the Word of God. Do not make God so small that he cannot help you. The third direction is this. Do not let God's sayings out of your sight. If you look at verse 21, let them not depart from thine eyes. The key word here is focus. Incorrect focus generates blurred visions. When spiritual eyesight is not focused, what happens? Vision of spiritual things is also blurred. The impression people often have on the spiritual world is kind of, I quote, misty, half real, vague, and even uninformed. Now, if you look at two different things in two different directions with two eyes, I cannot do it. Can you look at one side with one eye and can you look at the other? I cannot do it. But some people can do it. One thing you will get after this headache, but you cannot form a single image. You must focus to make one image. Now, Jesus' own words dealing with spiritual vision are found in Luke chapter 11, verse 34. You heard of this before. Let me say it. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. When your body is full of light, there is no room for sickness. Light and darkness are mutually exclusive, and sickness is from darkness, and health is from light. Listen to Malachi chapter 4, verse 2 again. God saying to the people of Israel, "Unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness, S-U-N, arise with healing in his wings." The sun rises, filling you with light, and healing takes place. Full of light means full of health. Now, there's a Greek word used for single vision here, right? Thine eye is single. It also carries the meaning of simple and sincere. In other words, when you start seeing things in the Bible, God's Word, the way they are written, not too clever, not too sophisticated, and not too philosophical, and just take it as meaning what it says, and you will experience a divine miracle. The last direction is also this. Keep them in your heart. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Have you noticed that children learn in three ways? Often three functions are simultaneously engaged. Their ears, their eyes, and their hands. Now, God's children learn with the similar pattern, with ears inclined, with eyes focused, and with their heart engaged. Heart must be touched. Have you noticed that any medicine, to be effective, it must be released into the bloodstream? That's why we get all these IVs and whatnot, right? And God's medicine works in the similar pattern. It is only effective when it is released into the heart of yours and mine. That's why God says, keep God's words and sayings in the midst of your heart. Not on the side, but in the midst of your heart. That's why I added another verse 23 there. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You know, In other words, what you have in your heart will come out and determine all that you experience in your life. In the midst of your heart, remember, not just on the periphery, keep God's word. And I'll be through after one more thing. The word of God. You have to realize and acknowledge that word of God has power to heal you in the areas beyond medicine. Now listen to Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 again. The word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit. It could split soul and spirit and of both joints and marrow and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. In other words, if you think of any disease of the marrow or joints that no human medicine can cure, the word of God can do it. If you think of any inner personality problem, psychological problem that no psychiatrist has a solution, the word of God will get there. Let me just summarize what I've said so far. Four directions to take God's word, the way God himself requires us to take. Number one, with undivided attention. Number two, with a humble and teachable attitude. And let down the barriers of prejudice and preconception. Number three, with a single and sincere eye. And last one, let God's word enter into your heart and do its work. And you will be healed. Amen. Now, what I'm going to do is that I did it about 3 weeks ago. I'm going to invite anyone who needs the healing. And the good news is that when I did that in January, scores of people came forward and I prayed for them healing. And I heard at least a couple of good cases, people testified that the Lord healed me. I think they are both in this presence, right? And anyway, so I don't know, I'm not the healer. God is the healer. I'm an instrument. You bring your faith and God heals and I pray for you. That's how it works. So if you need prayers for the healing this morning, I invite you to come forward to the railing here. What I'm going to do is that based upon the book of James, if you have someone who is ill, pray for him by the leaders and applying the oils. I have an oil and I'm going to put an oil on your forehead. I'll pray for you. Okay? So please do so if you desire.